Good morning, Columbus County. This is Daryl Jackson with your CCN Local News. A retired Robertson County principal is in jail under $2 million bond on sex charges. Paul Nelson Locklear, 53, was arrested in Columbus County Saturday. He has been charged with sex by a substitute parent, crimes against nature, and other felonies. He allegedly molested a foster child in his care for an extended period of time. Look for more on this story later today at ColumbusCountyNews.com. The Holiday Booze It and Lose It campaign in North Carolina is underway through Sunday, January 5th. After a banner year for seatbelt usage in the state, driving while impaired citations have gone up slightly this fall. The North Carolina Highway Patrol and local law enforcement are conducting sobriety checkpoints on both major and secondary roads to cut down on impaired driving. Meanwhile, Operation Nutcracker led to the arrest of 20 suspects on heroin, meth, and theft charges last Tuesday. The primary goal of the operation was to combat illegal drug activity and reduce property thefts throughout Columbus County, according to Sheriff Bill Rogers. Suspects from across the county were taken into custody. The sweep involved all divisions of the Sheriff's Office. Look for more on this story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. Marnie Soles will serve life in prison without the possibility of parole for the 2020 murder of Tony Claiborne. The Texas man was found shot to death in the roadway in Green Acres. Soles was captured by U.S. Marshals in South Carolina. The jury deliberated for 3 hours before returning the guilty verdict. With only a couple of days before Christmas, say goodbye to an icon. Big Lots announced late last week that a planned sale of the chain fell through, and the entire chain will close in January. The discount retailer has 900 stores across the country, including one in Whiteville. North Carolina State veterinarian Mike Martin said on Friday that Santa Claus has received special clearance for his reindeer to cross our state airspace during Christmas. Martin noted that the Department of Agriculture regulates captive cervids, including reindeer, elk moose, and non-native deer, and Santa's team has provided the proper health certificates and is approved for the Christmas Eve run. A 15-year Christmas tradition south of Whiteville can almost be seen from space. Since 2009, Corey Lee's family has decorated their home at 7020 New Britain Highway with what may be the largest Christmas display in Columbus County. The Leesville show is free, and the lights go on around dark every day through Christmas. And a couple of reminders, tonight is the final night for the Veterans Memorial Park Turkey Shoot. All proceeds will go to the construction of the new Veterans Center. The park is located on US 701 south of Whiteville, and the shoot begins at 7 o'clock. And Magnolia Baptist Church will host The Savior is Born tonight at 6 o'clock. The church is located at 1558 Crusoe Island Road in Whiteville. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, I'm Daryl Jackson reporting.